As the opioid crisis continues to affect communities across Indiana, the number of incarcerated individuals in county jails and state prisons has grown. In Monroe County, that means more prisoners in a facility built 30 years ago. Monroe County Sheriff Brad Swain says his office is working to reduce overcrowding, a part of a legal agreement with the Indiana chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union.
This is a jail that was designed for 128 inmates in 1985, and we are housing over 300, double bunking, and some other issues were met, or changes in the jail structure were met, and it's certainly a ongoing problem with our jail.
Across the state, the number of inmates at jails and prisons has increased in recent years due to the ongoing opioid crisis. Swain says usually in a case where a jail starts to experience overcrowding, they can move prisoners to different jails. With area jails at or over capacity, that's not an option anymore. Additionally, the demographics of prisoners are shifting as well. Swain says the number of female prisoners is increasing as drug-related charges go up.
It's been an issue for the past few years that there just seems to be a higher percentage of women versus male in population than it used to be. Certainly when I started working in the jail in the 80s, we'd only have a handful of women, and now we have one entire large cell block for women and a couple of smaller cell blocks as well.
Swain says in Monroe County, he's implementing a number of different resources to help combat recidivism, but he says drug treatment programs like the Recovery Works program have seen funding cuts from the state's legislature.
Last year, some funding was cut for the program, and we understand more funding for this program is being cut by the legislature. It's been a real challenge where we think this might be a very positive goal and program. It's been a real challenge with financial commitment initially from the state. It seems to be dwindling, I think, from around $10,000 per inmate to, it's, I think, reduced by about 30%, if I remember right, which puts the program in jeopardy. But once again, the real challenge is to see that women go through the program and can succeed. At this point, we've not made any adjustments in the treatment. We remain committed to it, but if there's continual diminishing of funding, then it could put the program in jeopardy.
Job training programs and drug treatment programs are largely funded by the state legislature. Swain says his office has been working with Centerstone to implement the Recovery Works program. The state legislature will reconvene in January 2019 after a so-called long budgetary session.